couch, buddy. 21 past the hour, Air America Radio's Morning Edition program. That was a bit we did on, that was a time travel bit. It was our 1 year anniversary. And we pretended like we'd been around for many years, and we did a bunch of bits that were like that. What are you looking at, Brendan? What's going on? What are you thinking?
I'm so excited that Todd Berry's coming.
Todd Berry! Ouch! Apologize. I've known Todd Berry forever, and we've had him on before, and he was very funny the last time he was on. I got to be honest. We had him on, and we have. I actually want to play a piece of, from Todd Berry on our show the last time he's here.
There was a club in Grand Forks, North Dakota. I don't know if you ever did that club.
No, I haven't.
But you know the way any time a comedy club opens up, it's always 5 nights a week, no matter what city it is.
Yeah.
Grand Forks was a 5-night week. But we sat there, and the guy, this is a true story, I did radio, and he goes, hey, the first 5 callers can get to see Todd Berry at this club. And we sat there, and we didn't even get 5 calls for free tickets. And I was like embarrassed. And I go, oh, the guy's like, oh, it happens all the time. Maybe you should scale that number down. I mean, you control that. Like you control that. Why don't you go for like 1 pair and see if we get that?
So that was Todd the last time he was on. And the thing was is that to help him out, I solicited calls because I figured we got a national radio show and we get calls all the time. So I just put it out there to Air America listeners to give a call just to say hello to Todd Berry. And this is what happened.
I just saw Dan Pashman pick up the phone, man. This call might be
here. Oh, there's another call for Todd Berry.
We're on a roll now.
Let's take our sympathy call right now. First sympathy call.
We're looking for the third caller. Looks like we've got Mike in Staten Island.
Oh, God.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, what do you got going, Mike?
How you doing?
All right.
Just driving in the rain.
You know, they have a ferry, I think. They have a ferry. They have a little boat. You can.
He's just driving. Wow. Did you want to talk to Todd?
He doesn't want to.
Not really.
Somebody wanted. Nobody else did, so I thought.
Wow.
Shaolin, maybe.
He's pretty cocky for a guy from Staten Island.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, Mike.
Kayla's in from that.
Yeah, he's from Staten Island.
Are you really?
Mike, where are you
there
going?
There goes your microphone.
Where are you going, man? Mike?
Huh? Everybody talked at once.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where are you headed?
Brooklyn.
Yeah? And what are you going to do over there?
Yeah.
I'm going to deliver 7,000 gallons of candle wax.
Whoa.
Really?
Really? For what?
Candles.
Mark asked the probing, non-obvious questions. What are you going to do with that candle wax? Make candles with it.
You never know.
I know.
Yeah, right?
All right.
It's liquefied, though? Now I'm curious. It's liquefied candle wax?
Yep. They heat it up till it melts, put it in the tank, and haul it that way.
Wow. Do you make this on your own? Is this your company, the candle wax company?
No, I just drive the truck.
Oh, yeah. So you weren't the guy with the brains behind the operation.
Well, I mean, that's disputable, but...
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate
Thanks, Mike.
It.
I guess it's better to just have the calls come organically rather than Mike.
Is that a real call?
Yeah,
I think that was real. If it wasn't, it was very creative. The candle.
Uh-oh. Staten Island rolling in again.
Oh, I insulted Staten Island.
Tim in Staten Island, how are you, Tim?
Sorry, Tim. I apologize.
How are you? Tim, what's going on?
I'm all right. I just felt bad for Todd.
Oh, this is not a good precedent, I think. There's got to be a more clever way to get calls without saying, I'm not getting any calls.
Thanks for helping out, Tim.
All right, buddy. All right, Tim.
Wait, we got Bonzo in Milwaukee. How can that be bad?
It's starting off bad.
Bonzo, what's going on?
I was just wondering, what do I win for calling up to talk to Todd?
You win the conversation and the story you're going to tell. Where are you going?
Where am I going?
Are you in your car also?
No, I'm not going nowhere.
No.
I'm not going nowhere.
Bonzo stays home.
Oh, boy. Todd is going to come out here in a minute, and we might as well start stacking calls now, 866-303-2270. If you want to talk to Todd Berry, if you don't know who Todd Berry is, you can go to toddberry.com. Is that what it is, Crimmings? Boy Genius is at toddberry.com. To remind yourself, because Todd's appeared on Letterman several times. He's been on Conan O'Brien. You've known him. He's made some appearances in movies, on television shows. Him and I were in a film that Mitch Hedberg made years ago. And people keep trying to get hold of a copy of that film, that Los Angeles. Mitch Hedberg is a comedian that passed away a few months ago. Both Todd and I were in this movie that apparently is not available. And I have a copy of it. Someone should make it available for Mitch Hedberg fans, because there are so many of them. Diehard Mitch Hedberg fans out there that look for the movie. I'd show it to you, but I got to keep hold of my copy. And it'd be wrong for me to offer it to anybody, because somebody else should be doing that. But Todd was in that movie. He's also been the voice on several cartoons that you might know. But if you want to talk to Todd Barry, 866-303-2270 is the number. He'll be out here in a second. This is an interesting thing. Do I have time to talk about this? In a recent study, participants, both men and women, watched videos of businesswomen discussing their hobbies and backgrounds. The women in the videos played either a receptionist or a managerial type. In one video, she wore flat shoes, slacks, and a turtleneck, like professional attire. In the other, she wore high heels, a tight skirt, and a low-cut blouse. Not so professional for the offer. But it was interesting because the participants rated the women on competence, and the ones who dressed trashy were okay as receptionists. But if they dressed sexy as managers or in a position of power, they decided they were incompetent. Whereas to me, it would mean that they were doubly competent. Isn't that right? Todd Barry in a second, 27 past, Air America Radio's Morning Sedition. All right. Well, look, right now we got a good friend of mine here in the studio. Let's see what the intro says. We'll talk about that. So you've been on Conan O'Brien, you've been on Letterman, you've been on a half-hour Comedy Central special. I was telling people that you were in that Mitch Hedberg movie.
Yeah.
Do people write to you and ask? Todd Barry's here.
Hey,
Todd,
everybody. Barry. Thank you. I'm the guy from the highlight reel, the guy who couldn't get calls earlier.
Exactly.
I'm back.
We've got calls, man. 866-303-2270. Calls for Todd Barry. Do people write to you to see if they can get hold of Los Central Office?
Yeah, they do. And some people sort of wrote, like, you know.
Like what?
A half hour after I got the news about him. It's
right,
like, you know, slow down before you
get
the eBay business going.
It was a very sad thing, but
yeah.
I don't know why you didn't make that available, because I know the CDs are available, but people have been asking me about Los Enchiladas for years. But there's actually a guy on the line who's asking about it, but we'll get him in a minute, and we'll get some Todd Barry calls in a minute. So you're in the New York Times Magazine last Sunday. You're in the new humor supplement, and because I don't see you as much as I used to, like every day.
I know, right?
Remember we used to walk around the East Village wondering if anything was ever going to happen?
I know.
Thank God things did.
I know. Look what happened.
Yeah, here we are.
You're going to bed at 8 o'clock at night.
I'm going to bed at 8 o'clock at night, and you're doing your second.
I know, there isn't a point where no one wants to talk to me when I do a radio show.
There's actually there's a half a thing there. There's
half a thing?
Well, it's not filled up.
I don't know the radio lingo. What's half a thing?
Half a thing in radio lingo means that we've only got half of the calls that could fill up with calls.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm saying
that's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad at this time in the morning. So I not heard the story. That's what I was saying. I had to read it in New York Times Magazine about some problem you had on an airplane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
this was in the November 20th New York Times Magazine.
If you're wondering,
not just the paper, the magazine, the part you save forever.
Yeah.
I bet it's in the True Life Tales and the funny business section or the funny page. I was on a flight and I got bumped up to first class because I have a lot of miles, and I sat down and there was a syringe.
Oh my God!
In my seat pocket,
not in a bag or anything.
Just a syringe sort of jutting out from the seat pocket. So I had this moral dilemma: on time departure or someone gets hurt later. And I can't believe I actually chose reporting it.
But there was a guy next to me.
What happened?
Well, there was a guy next to me because I guess there wasn't a typical scenario on the flight, so there's a little bit of confusion as to. Like the flight attendants were like, do we get rubber gloves? Do we get rubber gloves? And then there was this guy next to me who was just sort of clearly would not have reported it.
Right.
And he's trying to say things to, like, you know, it could be a diabetic. Really? I didn't think of that.
Of course.
I forgot about diabetes.
Yeah.
Let's just assume. And then he said, you know, we use a syringe to feed our baby.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's weird. And second of all, what are we supposed to do? Hey, it must be just a guy who feeds his baby with a syringe. Let's forget about it. Let's think of best case scenario in this.
Yeah.
Let's get this plane in the air.
Yeah.
But it basically ended with like three different sets of security people and a guy essentially coming over there with moist towelettes. He kind of plucked the thing out with his hand, bare hand, then just took like a wash and dry and wiped down the area.
So, okay, so you get on the plane. Was it a stopover for other people? Why the hell was there a syringe? And was there a needle on the syringe?
Well, ultimately, I don't want to ruin the ending, but there was no needle. But
But you can ruin the ending. It was last week's paper. It's garbage now.
It is garbage. If you call garbage something I have in a gold frame, I don't know what kind of garbage can you have, but I have a gold frame as people walk into my building. But the pilot came over and actually was talking to this guy, and the guy brings up, you know, we need a baby, we feed our baby, and the guy's, yeah, and then the guy's weak. And, you know, it could be a diabetic. And the pilot said, it could be a diabetic with AIDS. It's like, whoa. Shut the guy down. It was sort of beautiful. It was like, just hearing the pilot, he said it just like, it was like, it was almost like a caricature of a pilot. It's like, it could be a diabetic with AIDS.
Like, all right.
I guess we still want to talk to him about your baby.
Did it have a needle on it?
No needle.
Oh, all right.
But I thought, you know, and then the guy, the pilot comes over in the middle of the flight, which I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know the pilot could leave the cockpit.
Don't you ever heard of autopilot?
I know, but you don't want to think about autopilot. I don't even use cruise control when I'm in a rental car. I don't know this guy. The autopilot. But he comes over, he's like, do you have a business card? I'm like, huh? You might want to, no, I don't have business. You might want to write down your address. I was like, all right, he's going to give me the hookup.
I thought
I was going to get, like, you know, I've been on planes where they forget to give you a meal and they give you, like, an 80-buck voucher. And they gave me first-class upgrades again. I was like, all right.
That's what
I thought I should get, like, a free vacation, don't you think?
Yeah,
for finding medical waste and being kind of...
and being a good sport about it?
Yeah, I didn't cause a scene. I just said, hey.
Yeah, you just reported it in the New York Times Magazine.
There's just medical waste. But if anyone works for Continental Airlines out there, you might want to make good on this. Was it wrong for me to name the airline? I guess it's too late.
No, don't worry about it. They're all going out of business. So was there a moment where that was wrong me? I feel bad for the people that work at airlines that are going bankrupt and your pensions are being thrown away by the people that run those airlines. I wish you the best of luck, but I think there's only going to be one airline in the future, and that's JetBlue. Do you ever fly JetBlue?
JetBlue is good.
Yeah, it's good. You got the TV, and there's no class system. You don't have to resent people.
I sat next to the drummer for the Talking Heads on a JetBlue flight.
David Robinson?
No, Chris.
Chris France. David Robinson was actually the drummer for the Modern Lovers, which one of the Talking Heads was in it, the keyboard player, Jerry Harrison.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways.
I know.
And you too were a drummer.
Yeah, I was.
Where can people pick up that CD?
Oh, God. If they break into my apartment, man.
What was the name of the band?
I was in a band called The Chant.
Oh, nice. So let's talk about, let's take one call, because you're going to stay for 2 seconds.
Yeah, right? Sure.
Want to? All right, Fran in New Jersey. What's up, Fran?
Hello.
Yeah, hi. You got a question for Todd Barry?
Yes, I do. I have lots of questions for Todd Barry.
Oh, that concerns me.
I want to know how old Todd Barry is.
I'm,
be honest.
Are you an agent, Fran?
No, I'm not an agent.
Because I'm 22.
Really?
I'm 41.
Were you ever on Colin Quinn?
Yes, I was on that show.
I used to watch that show all the time, and it was my favorite show.
I was the guy who couldn't get a word in.
Yeah, I know. but it was naturally, it got taken off the air because it was fun to watch. But, because I wanted to know if you want to go out on a date with me.
Really?
And then we could film it, and then we could turn it into a TV show where it could be the first episode of a show where chicks date comedians.
Wow.
This is a pitch.
Really great.
This is a pitch.
Every week, a different comedian would go out with a chick, and we'd film it, and then there would be a panel of comedians analyzing what went horribly wrong during the date.
Fran, can I be part of this? Am I part of this conversation, or am I just facilitating this?
Mark likes to go out with chicks also.
It would
break
my heart if you weren't all part of it, but isn't Mark married?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I am, but I'd like...
to be part of the panel.
Can I be the creepy comic watching the date?
I hope you could, but you're not creepy. You're nice.
I know, but I have a creepy part of me.
And he does.
And the rest of the panel would be... We could invite Judy Gold and Lisa Lampanelli, and they could all be part of the panel.
What, just to laugh at the man?
No. The guys are cute. There are all these chicks in New York that want dates with funny people.
Yeah.
My friend Debbie and I want to come up with this show where people just date comedians.
Oh, my God.
But I don't really know any, and so this is my big chance. They said, call and talk to Todd Barry. And I thought, he's a comedian. Let's see how old he is and if he's single and if he wants to go.
Why? What is my age? Did you think I wasn't, like, old enough to be on TV or something? What if I was 75 years old? Why?
Well, hey, that friend. Would be okay. Then you could be in the Friars Club.
But, Fran, in the future, though, if you have a TV idea, it's probably not a good idea to announce it on a national radio show. It's already being dictated into a...
But Fran, I gotta tell you something. I think you ought to do a little homework, and I think before you throw this right onto television, you should probably date a couple of comics. Because I know you want to date funny people, but yeah. I really think you should probably try to date a couple of comics and see how funny that is for you.
Especially comics on dates.
That would be the morbid humor of the show.
Morbid. You'd also have to run it on cable, depending on which comic and what happens afterwards. I mean, I'm just speaking for.
No, Todd, I think you're wrong.
Oh, that was Mark, by the way.
Show. That's right.
Oh, Mark, I'm sorry.
Just all
it's radio. I can't even talk. No, listen, first of all, every chick in New York City that would go on this show has already dated museums, which means that
museums?
No hope and no expectations.
Musicians,
for good
no, musicians. Dated well, museums. Yeah, I knew a woman who went out with the Natural History Museum. Magicians. I'm sorry. Don't go defending Fran. I understand. Musicians are a different breed, but they're similar. I don't think that comics require the same care.
I guess, long story short, no, I won't go out with you, Fran.
All right, Fran.
Okay.
So,
no, I don't want to be televised. It's the TV thing.
Okay.
Now you hurt her feelings.
I was just kidding, Fran. No, it is a funny idea for a show. It could be funny.
Look,
comic dating. Let's call it that.
Call Russ Maniz.
Would you be on our show?
Sure. Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be on the show. I'll be on the show. It's Mark Maron. Just we got.
If Mark and I could do a double date,
this is
can
going
we do
on.
That?
This is
but
going on so long. I've just lost half of the audience. Let's carry this on the break, and we'll come back with Todd in a minute. 46 past the hour, Air America Radio.
And you.
You're listening to Morning Sedition with Mark Maron and Mark Riley.
No, we're not homosexual, but we are willing to learn.
Air America Radio.
All right, it's 51 past the hour. We're going to put the craft down, my friends. It's Morning Sedition on Air America Radio. I'm Mark Maron. Mark Riley is out till Monday. We're talking with Todd Barry. Todd Barry is taping his second Comedy Central Presents on December 16th. Write that on your calendars, girls. December 16th in New York City. For free tickets, go to www.toddbarry.com. That's TODDBARRY. Or call 888-258-0661. I hope that...
That's my home phone number.
Man. So I hope that... it'll be good. Where are they doing these ones? I wanted to do one. I wanted to do another half hour. My first half hour, I did like the very first ones, and it was in L.A. It was at I can't even remember the theater, but they literally bust in like two busloads of Samoan teenagers as my audience. And I'm not judging Samoan people. I'm not, but it's odd. It was odd.
They did their research.
Right? Yeah, they knew exactly. Who does Maron appeal to? Let's get the Samoan teenagers in here. Apparently, there's a Samoan community outside of Los Angeles. It was a very strange experience. Where are they taping these ones?
These are at the Hudson Theater.
Oh, that's where they did the last one?
Yeah, they've been doing them there.
I really want to do it. Have you gone over? When I did it, I literally had to over-prepare. They were so paranoid about commercial breaks that I literally broke down the entire half hour into segments that would fit around commercials.
Yeah, that's what they do. They have you sort of...
drove me nuts.
But then they want extra material, so they want, you got to do it this long, but there's got to be more than that. And they wouldn't let me... should I talk about that?
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to do a joke about anal sex, and they said I couldn't say... They go, we always bleep anal.
Yeah.
They have a policy of bleeping anal.
So that would ruin the joke, because it could be anything. It could be monkey.
Well, if you just heard...
Be meatloaf.
It could be meatloaf. But they actually said I could say back door, which would be like, oh, that's not a...
But that's like provincial and kind of rubish.
Right.
You know? I'm going in the back door.
Exactly.
You know, Todd Barry.
Just say... I can't do the joke. Don't tell me. Give me a substitute. But there's going to be someone who wouldn't be offended by backdoor, but would be offended by anal.
Yeah. Well, it's weird because
it's a clinical term, man.
Anal is a clinical term. Makes people uncomfortable.
Depending on which clinic you go to, I guess.
Exactly. So, where are you going to be on the road at all? What are you doing? What's going on? Where are you going? Anything?
This Friday, I'm at the Mohegan Sun Casino.
That's a good gig.
Yeah, it is. I don't know how to get there, though.
You don't? You go, it's like, it literally, you drive, I don't remember what highway it is, but when you see it, it's like, oh my God, it's like this weird, huge tower, shining tower.
I did it once before, and it's kind of cool, because you're like, The first show, Roberta Flack. Second show, Todd Barry.
And people show up. It's like a late show, and maybe people go. The last time I was there, I got a fairly sad turnout, and I just started doing this show. So like four people. They don't get this in Connecticut. I don't think they get it in the area.
Connecticut.
But yeah, no, they don't get it on the reservation. but a few people made the pilgrimage. So it was literally like seven people that listened to me on the radio every day and really know me, and then like four people that didn't.
Right.
And it was you do two shows though, no?
No, it's just one.
It's not two nights?
No, I'm only doing one night.
Ah, because I feel like there was one good show and one bad show. But maybe I'm wrong. But
I have that even when I do one show.
It's a beautiful facility, man. And
it's pretty sweet.
I lost like $800. It was the most I ever lost gambling. I felt awful. Awful.
Last time I was at a casino, I was at the Foxwoods, and they have a game. I couldn't believe it. It said a casino war.
Yeah.
And it's really just the game War.
Oh, really? You play War like, cards?
The dealer pulls the card out, you have a higher card, you win. I was like, oh my God, that's the game?
Is this like the one you used to play when you were seven? Right. The only card game you knew how to play because it was simple enough to know when you were a kid?
Where's the Go Fish table?
Yeah. Go, exactly. Anyways, why am I'm laughing heartily at all moments. People ask me, Todd, they go, who's your favorite comic? I go, Todd Barry's right up there.
Well, I heard you say that to Rick Overton.
Yeah.
A half hour ago, so. About him, though.
No, I did not.
Two comics on one morning show.
Yeah. So you worked with Overton on San Francisco?
Oh, yeah, we
recently?
Just did a show. We did this thing, Comedy Day,
in
Golden Gate Park, and it's wonderfully timed with the appearance of the Blue Angels. So it's an outdoor show where you're doing comedy. You're doing spoken word with, So I'd be like, hey, everybody. I was like, you know, I'd like to think I'm skilled, but when four jets fly over you in formation.
Did you treat him like a heckler?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I mean, it was all about, hey, what line can I say when the planes come over?
And that was the whole theme of the day?
Yeah.
For everybody?
Just, yeah, I think the audience got it, and they were sort of...
appreciative.
They weren't like, hey, man, I can't believe he's not killing while the jets are over.
All right, well, here's a few jokes. For those of you who are just tuning in, here are a few highlights of what we talked about on the program. It's time for Morning Sedition Cliff Notes. After returning from Iraq, Democratic Senator Joe Lieberman praised U.S. strategy there and urged President Bush to update the American people on progress being made. Lieberman, who spent Wednesday and Thursday in Iraq, said he saw strong evidence that a plan is in place. Unfortunately, that plan is to fool idiots like Lieberman whenever they're in Iraq on Wednesday and Thursday. I stumbled. The Vatican newspaper said yesterday that homosexuality destabilizes individuals and society. The Vatican newspaper says homosexuality can never match the importance of the relationship between a man and a woman, especially a 12-year-old man whose mother catches him with a copy of Hustler and forces him into the priesthood. A new study shows that people perceive a businesswoman in sexy attire as less competent, although the same clothes do not affect their opinion of a receptionist. Upon hearing of the study, marketers at Victoria's Secret put on hold plans for the crotchless power suit, boardroom bustier, and a line of high heels called Promote Me Pump. Okay, nothing, huh? Today's phrase, just drop it into conversation. Nice to know Lieberman thinks we have a strategy in the war. Wake up, sheeple. Lieberman is Hebrew for Republican. Todd Barry, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, toddbarry.com, toddbarry.com for information about everything Todd.
Tomorrow.com, man.
It's .com. Tomorrow, Susan Jacoby, free thinker. She's great. Great guest. And Tim Robbins is going to hang out for a while. We can play that game we did with Rick Overton with Tim. That'll be fun. 57 past. Have a good morning.